What is this shit?
Fucking always on do not disturb and the call thing doesn't pop up.
Yeah, I will go get a drink. Nigga can't get a drink anymore.
No!
It rats.
Is it, wait, is it pink lemonade?
Yeah.
You're lying to me. Take a picture.
Tweet it.
Lie.
You want me to tweet it?
You won't even tweet it.
Oh, I'll tweet the shit
Tag
out of
me
it.
In there and put tweet the shit out of that. Hashtag tweet the shit out of that. hashtag tweeting shit. Hashtag fuck you. Welcome back to the Team Mongoose podcast for episode 53. Got my wingman Terry.
Woo!
And my double wingman Alex.
Woo!
With a returning all star, Baguetta.
Hey!
Yeah, that's
been a
come on. I don't woo.
We had a woo train going, bro. And we had a ton of momentum behind it, and you just lost it.
Derailed.
I ride my own train.
Ride your own train into our train head on.
I'm the caboose to a one-man train.
So you're just the caboose.
It's just a caboose.
It's got its own engine in it.
So I'm going to run a train on you guys.
Oh. I don't want that to happen. Nope, nobody wants that to happen.
I didn't even say that. That wasn't me. That was Alex.
I'm pretty sure I heard it from you. Terry,
yeah, Baguetta sounds like something you'd say.
It certainly does sound like something Baguetta would say.
I'm not gonna lie, it kind of does.
yeah, that's me.
You know what? Yeah. So how's everybody doing? How's everybody's week been?
Normal. Average. Boring.
Yeah. Boring. Got a lot of things done this week. I got a Team OP out from Mario Kart.
Yes.
I edited another version of it, which hopefully whenever I get confirmation back from Machinima, it will be up on Realm.
Ooh. Big time.
They're just not sure where to categorize it, since it's technically a racing
like
game.
13-year-old game.
Yeah. Well, it's because it's like, you know, I want to put it up on Realm, because who the fuck watches sports? And yeah, that's honestly that's it. I want to put up on Realm because I know no one's gonna see it on sports.
Yeah,
so it's a funny video. I want a lot of people to see it. I want a lot of people to enjoy it. So
you were gonna see it be like Mario Kart. What the fuck? 64.
How'd they get 64 to work?
What year is it?
Where am I? They check what year it is. Where am I?
Wait, no, it's... Okay, it's still 2012. Okay.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, Jesus. Thought it happened again.
But then how are they playing it? With each other. There's, what is this?
They must all be in the same room. That's what it is. Everybody's in the same room.
How did they get four people together?
That'd be the rational thing to think.
Why is there a mouse?
There's no reason to assume that we're all in different places.
That is true. Except for the fact that there is a mouse pointer every now and then on the screen. Because it was always in someone else's square. Like, Terry, there's a bunch of times where it's in your square. But I'm not looking there because I'm not driving there. So I'm just like, whatever, go to do to do. And then as I'm editing, I'm like, oh.
Oh, I shouldn't have done that.
You could still play four players on the same computer.
True, but some people don't like the emulator thing. You know how it is.
No.
You know how it is.
I
You're
don't.
A smart kid with brains.
I'm not that smart. You gotta explain it to me.
Well,
we should just go with that. Got
see,
four people in front of one computer.
Let's say you were dating Sarah Underwood.
Okay, I like this analogy.
Here we go.
And she really liked playing Mario Kart,
uh-huh.
Right?
Okay.
That's it.
This is, it's hard for me to turn this around for an emulator. She's one of them.
I'm with you. Just gonna follow through.
Okay, say you stopped this. You're not dating Sarah anymore.
Okay,
that's what it's like.
So I was at one point, and then I stopped.
Right.
Why'd you stop?
Why did I stop?
Because you used an emulator.
What's wrong with you, Terry?
I don't know.
You had everything and you let it go.
Why sometimes did you do that to yourself?
It is everything.
Sometimes you just gotta let a wild bird free. How about that? Does that make you feel better? About losing Sarah Underwood as your girlfriend?
What are you even talking about? What is the moral here? What am I supposed to take away from this?
The moral is that sometimes hot chicks don't like emulators.
What?
Emulators of what?
Everything. Emulators in general.
So like a life emulator? No, go.
Whitey, man. Terry was dating this super hot chick, and then he played an emulator, and now he's not with her anymore.
Sarah Underwood?
Maybe you've heard of her.
Here. I'm just going to repost this. You really just got to look at that Twitter.
All right, let's...
Yes, and that's you it. Do.
All right, let's... What the... Whoa. What the...
Yeah, that's... see, he... Now, no more. No more.
Because of an emulator?
Terry decided to play an emulator.
God damn it, Terry. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
I'm not sure. You know, I don't have to remember this happening, but it must be true.
Because we remember.
You guys remember, so.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be true.
Terry. You know, Terry. Dum, dum, dum.
Dum, dum. That's me.
Not the sharpest tool in the shed, this kid. Right here. He had that. Now he's got an emulator.
God damn it, Terry.
I hope it was worth it, you son of a bitch.
I have to play Mario Kart.
Oh, that is true.
Oh,
with your buddies.
Okay, maybe we're looking at this wrong way then.
I don't know. You'd rather have Yoshi than Sarah Underwood?
Yoshi wouldn't leave me for using an emulator. Just straight up walk the door. Is that an emulator? You son of a bitch.
I knew this was happening. I didn't want to believe it, but I just knew it.
Oh, man. Yoshi is just... He's a purist. That's what he is. He's just always... he has his N64 with him everywhere he goes.
Everybody knows the only reason Terry chose Yoshi over Sarah Underwood is because Yoshi has that tongue.
Yep.
True. Things he can do with it.
can't say I like where this is going. I would still choose Sarah Underwood. You gotta be fucking crazy to choose Yoshi over her.
You're a horrible person, Terry.
He's an extinct
dinosaur. I don't remember doing this.
Right, and you'll never get to experience it again.
You're the worst kind of person. I can't believe you.
I don't remember.
It's because you were high on Yoshi.
Who am I?
You're too busy on your emulators.
You just walked out and you didn't care.
Just want my life back.
I just want Sarah back.
I miss Sarah.
Sarah, come back. You should tweet him and be like, I'm sorry. Take me back. Hashtag fuck you.
Crying as he types it.
Take a picture of yourself crying. Like every tweet that you send her as a Twitter.
Tears are for you. You bitch.
Just like have a cup full of
you
tears.
You vindictive bitch.
Just tweet it to her. Thank you, horrible bitch. You.
Just tag her in every tweet of yours and make them all depressive. Like, another day without Sarah. Another day not worth living. And another, like, picture of you, like, crying again. Like, staring out of a window.
It's a full jar of tears all the time.
And if day these 20 tweets were on Sarah. Paper, the ink would smudge.
I wrote you a letter, Sarah, but you won't accept it.
You won't reply. You got it, right?
But I know you won't read it, so I threw it away.
Guys, we're making Terry depressed.
Yeah, we're good.
All right, let's talk about happier things. Borderlands released more info on their collector's edition, which makes me very, very excited. Not sure about you guys, but I'm totally getting that.
Yeah, we know. You got a boner, we know.
Yeah, I got a border boner.
Oh, you got a dog?
What?
No, you don't get a dog. But dogs do fit inside of the loot box.
I want that loot box. Right. I want it bad.
Yeah.
Oh, so I've it's always, not included, huh?
All these years I've been looking for a place to put my dogs, and now I got a place.
Isn't your dog just about the right size for that?
Yeah, I could probably get her in there.
Yeah. You might have to
maybe
force it a bit.
Too.
Kind of like crunch when you close it, but...
I got that kid.
No, you're good.
Shut up, Coco. Shh.
Stop crying, Coco.
Shh. Coco. Shh.
Don't ruin this.
You're ruining this for me.
We're going to be famous. We're going on the internet.
So
the only reason I get one of is if it made the same sound it does from the game when you open it.
Yeah.
So
I might
on it, or
I might mod it, like put little LED, like take out the green bits there, and put like little LEDs. So it lights up green when it's shut down, but when you open it, it goes like I don't know, maybe red. I think it goes red, right? When you open it.
I don't know. I think it does. Since I played Borderlands.
Yeah, it's been a long time for me too.
Put a little thing on it, so when you open it up, it's like Christmas.
Put a handle on it, turn it into a lunchbox.
It's like Christmas.
Just every single time, you sit there and open it over and over.
It's like Christmas. Or have that the doctor voice, or what the Zed, or whatever his name is.
Well, there was Ned and Zed.
Oh, Ned.
Who are you talking about?
Who were totally not the same person.
They weren't the same. People. One had a mustache, dumbass.
I haven't played it in a long time. Just stop being fooling me.
Well, Zed was the good one. Well, good, you know.
Relatively.
Yeah.
Lesser of two evils.
Right.
The better of two evils.
And totally not Ned.
Yeah. I won't get that, though.
Yeah. No, oh, God. It's going to be fun.
Gone there's an accident.
I'm sorry, what?
The new soldier.
Oh, I think I'm actually going to switch up and go with it's Zero, right? The assassin?
I'm not going to avoid Zero.
To play Zero.
I know 90% of the people are going to be Zero.
See, that's my problem. Is like yeah. I liked being the Siren because no one was the Siren, you know?
And, Siren's going to be badass in this one.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like I really want to play it because it's like she has that phase lock. And then like she has thought lock when you max it out. Which yeah. turns them against the enemies. Oh, that'd be cool.
But, I want Jose to get it because he can play as himself.
Yeah, right? Any well, game, yeah. Black guy in it, it's Jose. Just saying.
Well, he's Salvador. He's
there is no black guy in it.
He's talking about the Gunzerker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Salvador.
Salvador.
Not a black guy.
Looks like him, and it's a
could
tank.
Be black
and...
guy. That could be his name.
Salvador.
His nickname.
We can pretend he's a black guy.
Hey, Salvador, black guy, come on over here.
It's the thought that counts.
Just someone in the party always has to have him on a rope, like chain gang, just like, you know.
I'm excited to try the Macromancer though.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I think it's weird that they're gonna throw in just a random fifth class.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like it's supposed to be like DLC, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they're giving it to all the people who pre-ordered, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was going to be like a collector's edition or you know.
Oh yeah, it's probably going to be what you call it?
Whoa.
Time based, whatever.
Time. What?
Pre-order people get it right away, and then a few months later they'll open it up so you can buy it.
So, if we pre-order now, we still get it?
Yeah, if you pre-order now, you get it.
Okay.
Once it comes out, you're going to have to pay for it whenever they release it.
Keyword is pre-order.
I just found this picture of Borderlands 2. Yeah, I don't
know. Yeah, that's...
What?
I was just like, oh, hi. Who do you
mean?
That is...
That's what? Nice. That looks nice.
And, what?
That's Beth.
What? What's going on? Why?
I don't know. I'm just looking at the Borderlands 2 Wikia. And I saw that picture and I was like, oh, it's an NPC. You guys should check it out on the website.
That's the new class. That's the new heavy.
Well, I see why they make it the heavy class then.
Well, what are you saying?
This thing's with her boobs.
That ain't brick. That's Beth.
Because that's a slender lady. She's a very slender lady.
Very slender.
I'm Brick and that's Cinder. Today we're Brick block. Cinder.
Call it the Cinder Block.
It's a match made in heaven.
Oh. That's my sister Cinder Block.
You keep your hands off her.
You don't have nothing to worry about over there.
I see you looking at her
that way.
Of course I'm looking at her. No range of my vision could go around her.
Jesus. Oh, we're gonna have fun with this game. But yeah, Axton, yeah, he's the new commando. And apparently that he has a turret too that's like way more customizable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool, cool.
So I'm pretty excited to actually see how that's gonna unfold, you know?
That's what I played
awesome
at
too.
Put some rhinestones on it.
Yeah, wouldn't you?
Bedazzled.
Make that bitch shine.
That's the skill. The skill is called bitch shine.
Bitch shine.
Tube of glitter called bitch.
Cinderblock, give it him.
You buy it from Cinderblock.
I got some bitch shine.
She's the bedazzler. Got a new case of bitch shine in. Who wants a?
Get you some.
Bitch shine, get you some.
Oh, that'd be perfect right there. Cinder's engaged to Scooter.
Yep.
The thing that sucks, though, is that Zero looks so cool.
That's like, the only reason people are going to
That's why everybody wants
I know. Well, the fact that it's just the assassin class.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has, like, the trifecta there. He looks awesome. He's, his class is called Assassin. And he has a fucking... What exoskeleton suit and a light katana, a laser
gender
katana,
male serious. Presumed.
It's gonna be like a lot of 4-person groups with just zeros.
Yep,
yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if Zero was a chick, but I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Be like a phantom from Mass Effect.
Yeah, no blue blitz.
No blue blitz.
You never know.
But no. I guess they already have another girl.
We could have another Bridget on our hands.
Oh.
Another what?
Another Bridget. I think
that?
Only Alex knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know, right?
Good joke, Whitey.
Talking all this fighter garbage nobody knows about.
Yeah.
Except for Alex, and he's not even here.
I'm here.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Here,
oh. When'd you get here?
When did you get here, dog?
So I might actually just go with the Siren class again. Which is cool because she's also the support class too, so I can go like, you know, heal bitch as well.
Yeah, cool. I'll go Axton.
I went
Terry
too.
Called Axton.
Oh, then I called Zero.
Oh, okay.
Nope, I
called
Zero.
Nobody wants to call him.
I mean, I called Zero.
It's a 4-player game.
I mean, I got Wario.
Oh, shit. Are you fucking stupid? Has something to say about that. That was fantastic.
Oh, wow.
The collector's edition comes with guns, too? What's that? Like, actual guns.
What?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not real guns. I'm sorry.
That's, yeah, you said actual guns.
Like, well, yeah. I meant, like, physical, like, toy guns. Like, when you open it up, there's, it looks, from the picture here, it looks like there's, like, physical toy guns in there. Which would be neat. Dude,
Axton's turret looks insane, guys. Holy crap.
Wow, even the deluxe edition comes with the bobblehead.
Ooh.
That's cool.
Pretty cool.
Oh, and a bobble shit ton of fucking stickers.
Oh, I want stickers.
Fuck you, they're mine.
No. What about some... oh, some stick can I get one of those?
Get your own.
Like, oh.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm too busy looking at it right now to really talk about it, or to really talk to
you. Oh, guys.
Yeah, which is weird because I'm gonna have like there's just been certain parts of this year where I've just been dead to the world. Last year it was Skyrim for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Then now Diablo 3 has really just killed my productivity.
Diablo 3 has completely changed your schedule.
Yeah.
Life.
All at once.
Yeah.
Happened very quickly.
Being on that Australian time.
Yeah, I've been on the Australian time zone for a while. Mainly because I've been playing with Rai Rai and Brenny. And it's just, I don't know. I stay up and I play with them, and when they're like, "Oh, I'm so tired, I want to go to bed," I'm like, "I'm tired too."
Hey, I'm tired.
You're tired.
And then I see it's like 11 a.m. and I'm like, "Oh, I've been up all night."
I like wake up at 7 in the morning. I'm like, "Hey, and you're still up?" And then you're like, "No, I'm going to sleep."
It's 4 a.m. in my time. Yeah. So today I'm gonna fix that though because I'm up now.
Didn't you say that yesterday?
I did, but I do this for about 2 or 3 days straight. Like even today, I can't even really say that I'm gonna be up for the rest of today. I may put this out and go immediately to sleep,
or drink some of that black blood.
That's where I'm at right now. No, that's what happened. I had some of that.
I'm already ahead of you,
and now I feel fine.
I have another one.
No.
Yes.
I see, that's another reason why my shit is fucked up, because this came into my life the same day that Diablo came into my life, and it has helped fuel this obsession. And so I stayed off of it for a day because I realized I've been pulling 20 plus hour days, like back to back to back to back.
Terry needs to get rid of it.
So no. I'm getting rid of it my own way. I'm already halfway through that bottle.
Terry will just watch him destroy himself.
We all will.
I'm halfway through a bottle that they recommended that should last 3 months.
Really?
It's been 4 days.
Oh, you should have just chugged it, say you got it.
God, no. Stop, the coffee's here. No, because I made one drink, because you're supposed to do like one part of the coffee to like four parts milk for a latte. And that's what I've been doing, you know, because I like having it as a drink, not so much just as a shot and, you know, get it over with. So that's what I've been doing, and I've been measuring out the milk and the shots and everything like that, so it's equal. And then I made I was like, you know what, I don't feel like busting out the measuring thing, and I was just like, yeah, it's about 1/4. And then I put, you know, four things of milk in there, and I'm like, as I'm drinking, I was like, this is unusually strong. I was like, I put way too much into this one.
Am I gonna die?
Go
to the toilet and throw it all up. I gotta get it out of my system.
It was exceptionally strong, and they're not kidding, man. That shit will keep you up.
You want to link me where you got that black blood? Because now my girlfriend is very interested in it.
No.
All yours? No.
No. I'm not sharing it. This comes straight from a lab. It says on there.
Oh, a lab, right.
Right. This is high, highly classified stuff.
It comes from a lab.
And odd boxes from Oakland.
Yeah, okay, that's another thing. They have a bunch of different people around America that have this stuff kind of on stock for shipping reasons. And the closest place that I saw was, for here was down in L.A., which makes sense. It's L.A., biggest place whatever in California, so, you know, put one there. And then randomly, I get this long... it's funny. I get this long cardboard box... that's handwritten to me, my address and everything, and I'm like, what is this? Is this a bomb? Is this a bomb? What is this? And so, like, it was super heavy, too, and I'm like, I don't remember what this is. What is this? And so, I was telling all of you guys in the Skype, I was like, listen, I'm about to open a box. I have no idea who it's from or why it's here, and it's heavy. I may die. I just want you guys. I want you guys to hunt down this person as the person who killed me. So I gave them the guy's name and his address and everything like that. And I opened it up and I was like, "Oh, it's the coffee I ordered.
It's the thing I ordered."
Well, I'm not used to things being delivered to me handwritten, you know. Yeah. So it was very awkward for me. So I was like, "I actually debated just throwing it out because that's scary." You don't know what that is.
I think what's more scary is, like, how much they recommend for you to have.
Yeah, one shot.
one shot. Do not have more than this, or yeah, you will die.
There's the link right there, Whitey.
Oh, dang. Yeah.
So, yeah, it says one shot for the drink, you know, and I'm like, oh, that won't do. So,
so you've been taking two.
The shots I've been actually doing about a quarter cup. It says, you know, one part of the coffee to four parts of milk. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll just do quarter cup, whatever. And that's the way I've been doing it. And it's okay. I mean, I think for someone who wouldn't have the same level of tolerance for caffeine as me, it probably would have destroyed them.
That first night you were nuts, though.
Oh, I was all over the place. I had too much.
Had to hold you down.
Because I drank it super fast too. Because I was just like, "Oh, this is so good!"
All right.
And so I just drank it all. And, you know, just a few minutes. I'm like, "Oh, that may have been a mistake." Yep. That was a mistake.
That was your first mistake.
Just typing to us, you're like, "Guys,
hey, what? Do it! Baguette. Terry,
I mean, forget it, Terry.
Like, and I was rewatching the RSMP that we just recorded not too long ago, and fucking Alex, all over Ryan's ass, just Ryan, look, Ryan, let's go, right over there, right over there. There's no gold over there.
There's gold right there.
He's like, what is your problem?
Video they made.
He was very, very confused.
Like, it's scaring him. He's like, I'm alone.
But yeah, no, that's definitely where I felt like I was at after having it for the first time. They have a bunch of different flavors too, which I'm kind of curious to try out because you can actually send your bottle in to get refilled. And they mark the batch and everything and when you got it refilled and everything like that on the side of the bottle.
Like a prescription?
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, kinda.
Prescription to
call. Yeah, kinda. I mean, sure, it's... Sure, yeah. No, yeah.
No, that's pretty much how it is.
Yeah. And, so...
It's so strong, they gotta regulate your intake. Or they sell you another bottle.
Yeah.
This guy.
I'm not even gonna try. Yeah, but I got the medium roast Kona, and but they got this one that it's a dark roast, and it's called Death Wish, and it's in all caps. I'm just curious what flavor grants the name Death Wish.
A flavor called Death Wish.
Yeah,
it sounds like a good time.
Flavor for the course wish you hadn't drank that.
I am now going to die.
It tastes like pure dread.
I'm not gonna lie to you guys.
It tastes like pure gasoline.
But I think I might get a second bottle of it, and then and then put it on a rotation to when one's getting filled up, I have the other one, you know?
So that you always have your fix.
Yeah. No, it's not an addiction. It's just more of enjoying a drink. Millions of people drink water every day. Yeah, they drink it multiple times a day.
Doesn't have a warning label to it.
Listen, the warning label's not on the bottle.
Oh, you've never been to Mexico.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That Mexican water. That Mexican.
The warning label is on the website. What if you were just coming across their store where it's not explaining it? I mean, it's kind of weird that they have a whole section called How to Consume, because you think it's just coffee. You drink it, right?
Consume without dying.
Yeah.
How to drink this without dying.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
Not one bit.
Underwent a lot of testing subjects.
But the thing that is really nice about it, I think probably about the biggest thing, is that there's no acidity to it. Like, normal coffee has a very bitter taste. That's why, like, a lot of people don't like coffee is because it's bitter. It's because you're making it wrong. You know, everybody, to make it right takes a lot longer, and it's a more difficult procedure than just, you know, putting hot water through beans and calling it a fucking day, you know? So this stuff is made the right way, and there's no acidity, so it won't, like, upset your stomach or anything, which is another big thing with coffee. If anybody who drinks coffee out there, if you drink a lot of it, then you're going to get a stomach ache, and you'll be on the fucking toilet for 40
minutes.
You could
develop an ulcer.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, sure.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Okay, more things, Alex?
Next, who's got more? Any more?
Mud butt. Stomach virus.
Writing it down on your chalkboard right now.
Stomach virus. Chalkboards, because we're old school.
That was a whiteboard.
No.
Yeah, you got a chalkboard for this kind of
blackboard, because we're not racist.
I am. I mean, who said that?
I got a green board, too.
We don't have any problem with strong blackboards.
Strong blackboards.
Big blackboards.
No. No.
Strong blackboards that don't need no man?
Don't need no man.
Don't need no dame.
But it's good stuff. If you like the smell of coffee, like you like just the actual smell of coffee.
You like little Folgers in your cup?
It tastes exactly like that. Unlike regular coffee where that smells nice and they drink it like it's very bitter. I don't like this.
Wait, once you drink it now you're good to go.
Yeah. So I like it. I highly recommend it. I wish Sam was here to try this with me, but he's in Germany. I was telling him about it, and he goes, yeah, so I think I might get that shipped. Because he really wants to try it. He's a big coffee guy. You know, he's working in a Starbucks in Germany now. He went from working at a Starbucks around the corner to Germany and doing it. But I think that's a major upgrade.
What happened to the ski lodge? I thought it was
He's still working on that campus. It's like right there. It's on. I think it's on the campus. Actually, I don't know the details. I went to Starbucks and I was talking to my buddy Matt, and he was like, he's making coffee in Germany now, and I'm like, yeah. No, he's working at a hotel, and he goes, no, he's working at Starbucks.
Nah, stupid.
He got the job really easy because he had the experience, so he's working there. I'm like, what? So.
But now he has to speak in German.
No, he doesn't. It's an American campus.
Wow, he lucked out.
Well, no, that's the whole reason. Like, these people come here to recruit people to bring back over there, and I'm like, that doesn't sound right, Sam. You shouldn't do that. <That's> these people are going to kill you.
No, Sam.
But it's a military base, basically. Like, you know, the American military men go there for, like, leave and shit. So they stay at that hotel and they have all the amenities and crap. So he's working at Starbucks, which is kind of cool. And he gets the pictures that he puts up from Germany are awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's gorgeous out there.
I can only
he's
imagine.
He's having a grand old time.
And he's fucking drinking German beer like every day, it seems.
He says it's nasty, though.
Yeah, well, good. That's the thing is that he's used to the taste of stuff here, you know? Like, they change the flavor of German beers when they ship them over here. Mm-hmm. And so it's never going to taste the same.
Well,
but
don't they have some kind of, like, purity law over there where they can't add anything else besides the main ingredients to beer?
Maybe. I know the main thing over there as well is when you get beer, it's room temperature. Because that's the way you're supposed to drink beer, is at room temperature, apparently. Mm-hmm. And we're spoiled little Americans, so we're like, God, no, this isn't...
Be cold.
This isn't 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Okay, well, put it back in the fridge.
I don't understand.
I don't get it either, Terry. But the thing is that the way they make beer, it would taste just fine at room temperature. You know, like, we have a lot of crap in ours where it's like, it doesn't taste good unless it's super cold, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, so, I don't know. There's a lot of things that go in there, and it sounds weird to us, but it makes sense in the grand scheme of things. We have a lot of people in Denmark that listen to our podcast. One of you, correct me if I'm wrong. Tell me on our Facebook, Team Mongoose One, or mine. Or Jose's. He's not even in this podcast, but we keep sending you guys to him. Jose has a fan page now, by the way. It's
BonerPills.com/
He Play. Is it He Play TM or is it He Play Cheat TM?
I have no idea. I just know he shamelessly just made one.
I should do that.
You don't have a Facebook, period.
Exactly. I should do that.
It's, that way you can see everyone else's Facebooks.
It's He Play Cheat TM for Team Mongoose. So
just have it and still never use it.
Go over there, like his Facebook. He only has 208 people. Come on.
Drop him a message.
Okay, drop a message. Be like, start the sentence or the conversation halfway through. Just be like, they drink beer warm in Denmark. Just so do that. Just finish what we asked on his Facebook. And then I'll go there and I'll read what it is. And thank you guys on the next podcast, if I remember. But which reminds me, we never finished our Shoot Mini Robots contest, BTWs. And I had a few entries, but it's going to take me some time because I got to scroll through like 1,000 fucking mentions.
I want to see it.
Because it was a long time ago. Yeah. I'll find them. You guys talk about something else. Alex, okay. You're on the mic. Go.
Wait, hold on. I can't.
Not quick. Not quick.
Okay, Whitey, go.
All right, I'm doing my morning. I'm doing that. And, like, what do I see? Underneath this car, a Jenga cat. And all I thought was poor little Snickers. Poor Snickers.
Who's Snickers?
Snickers, Terry's cat.
You named your cat Snickers?
You were there.
I know, I don't remember.
I thought.
Did I kill
you
it?
You said you rewatched it.
Oh, I just rewatched the Alex part. That part was funny.
That was the good part.
Yeah. Which,
well, that was funny too, because Terry was like, "Oh, I got a cat," and then the rest of the time he's like, "Fuck the cat!"
Starting meowing every 5 seconds.
I remember yelling at the cat. I don't remember the naming of the cat.
He's like, "Snicker, shut up! Snicker, shut up! Fucking shut up! Stop meowing!"
Why does he sound like a demon?
That's the way Terry sounds like to us.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's news to me.
We just strike it out. You know, we're just so used to it after like 9 years, so. But yeah.
How can you not
speaking of robots, we still gotta do Insane, Dwight.
Yeah, we do. Diablo really sort of killed like everything that I.
Now we have to do Insane on Diablo, am I right?
It's Inferno.
Whatever.
Get it right.
We're doing Nightmare right now, and it's already kind of proving to be a challenge. But Terry, you playing? What's your DPS?
My DPS, my dips.
Yeah. It'll be under damage, right above your detail.
Wait, what?
The damage, the number that says damage, right above the button that says detail on your character sheet.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one.
91.
That one. Huh?
491.
Oh, I thought you said 91. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Just start it.
I'm just under 1800 right now. but I'm still squishy as shit. Like every any time where anything comes in with like 2 feet of me, I'm screaming like a little girl running away. I was like, "Mama, save me!"
You gotta love having both of us with that pull move we have.
I do, and I also love your mantra that increases health regeneration.
Yeah.
That is very nice. There's been a lot of times where I'll just stand in the middle of all the enemies with Brennies on, and I'm getting hurt, but I'm healing faster than it's happening. So I'm just sitting there like firing in circles. It's pretty crazy. Good. Okay, back. It's far, far way back.
You good?
I'm still looking for the pictures.
Okay.
I need 2 more shotgun kills.
For what?
So is that my 870? I get 2 more and I got 4,000.
Nice.
And that's 40 stars?
40, yeah.
Jesus.
Jeez.
And then 2 more knife kills and I'll have 500.
I don't even know how many knife kills I have.
5,000.
I have
6!
I wish.
Yeah, there you go. Alex, that was it. Top of his head. 6.
6 kills.
6.
I have about 6.
That's all
I'm pretty sure I have about 6. A lot of those are coming from the fans who are playing on the server now.
Yeah, I'm hearing all the complaints.
Whatever. You can leave.
It's what I've used since before them. It's what I'll use after them.
Fucking banana and a shotgun.
Well, it's like, I mean, what are you mad about? So yeah. What if he uses a shotgun? If it's not a shotgun, it's going to be something else.
It's going to be the kill dark.
I was using the QBU 99 today. The
Arcan weapons.
Yeah.
Which one is that? I know there's like 4 different QB whatevers.
That's the sniper rifle.
Sniper rifle, yeah. That I've been using that.
That Terry last night took that rifle, shoved it in some man's rib cage, and started pulling the trigger over and over and over.
Okay.
No.
As it was worse as that time I put it.
I was running down the stairs and this guy runs up on me. And I had to take the shot.
You took many shots, apparently.
I took, well, yeah, because it's not just one shot to kill him. You had to make sure.
No, like what that. Terry did was he grabbed the man by the shoulder with one hand, shoved his rifle in the man's stomach,
hey.
And I believe his exact words were, "Get some, motherfucker!" Ain't startled nothing.
That is a lie.
You mean he startled him?
Bold-faced lies.
Like he's behind him, and he just grabs him by the shoulder, presses the gun against his back, and then he just like whispers in his ear, "Get some." And all you see is blinding lights. Braca, 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 braca.
You guys have all seen what Terry's like in Bad Company 2 with the knife. What he's like with the rifle.
Well, it's better than running around as recon with a shotgun. Would you rather me do that? Because I can go back to that.
I'm going to text.
Oh. Why are you so mean?
I do what's necessary.
Ryan's been going crazy with that 44 of his.
Oh, the scoped 44?
He's using both of them. Scoped and not unscoped. And he's like, people are trying to 44 him. Because they're that annoyed with it.
Whatever.
It's not like we're running around with M26 darts, right?
Yeah. No, we have dicks.
Oh!
I'm just...
Dignity.
I don't really know.
We are better than that.
I just found out the dart was a shotgun, like, yesterday.
Yeah, it's a shotgun.
Ain't no goddamn
shotgun. I'm not proud of it. I'll tell you what.
But what else happened in Battlefield?
It's always the shotguns that break.
Yeah. Well, the thing with shotguns is that you gotta kind of make them fair, you know, against the the longer range weapons, so you got to make them powerful in the short range.
Yep.
The thing is that apparently the dart can shoot super far, I guess?
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys' deal with this dart is. I just know that every time I come up against one, I die in one hit. That's all I know.
Because the way they modified how, you know, damage works and how suppression and blah, 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 they basically changed how damage works, and it broke the dart gun. Now it's like instant one-shot kill from, like, any distance.
Yeah.
I haven't noticed, like, I noticed up close because I was messing around with it, but, like, at a decent, like, at a far distance, I haven't noticed, except for when I had the buckshot for the M320, and I just kept fucking sniping Baguetta. Only Baguetta.
Yeah, it was only me.
It was only, like, I run up against Terry or Alex, and it takes, like, two shots, and, like, Baguetta's, like, twice the distance from that, and it's just like, hi, Baguetta.
I've played with you ever. I can't remember.
I don't think I've played with you yet, Whitey, yet.
Have.
Your things were working now?
I did my swap.
Okay. I haven't played with you since, like, the game came out.
Yep.
He's a suicidal helicopter pilot.
Yeah, they call me the Crazy Chopper.
Is that your call sign, Crazy Chopper?
Oh, I'm the doorman now.
He's the doorman.
I'm the doorman. I just follow Alex with a 320. He's like, door! I'm like, just shoot a hole in the wall. Even though there's like a door right there. I'm just like, door! I'll meet the doorman.
He's my doorman.
Like that. Like that a lot.
Yup.
Doorman with you.
Do you guys ever notice how they leave the game when they get wrecked?
Yeah.
Well, cool. I think us as a team, it's just super unfair. Because
How is that unfair?
Well, the thing is with Battlefield, everybody knows Battlefield is a very team-based game. Now, if we have the entire side of that team is just us,
all communicating,
we're all communicating and talking to each other, we're gonna wreck people.
Yeah, we're just playing the game the way it was designed to be played. There's nothing unfair about that.
I don't, to a lesser degree, but I still cooperate.
We've played it the way we've always played it.
Like that time I was in the jet, and I'm just like, hey, look at me! And then I think Alex, you're like, there's something at sea. I'm like, see? Okay, I go dive bomb into suicide, and Adam's just like, oh my god!
He dive bombed right into Adam. It was Adam was like, are you fucking kidding me?
He's like, I heard, because he was on the other team, and he's like, I heard you say see, and I see a jet fly at me.
Yeah, generally, if you're having fun, you're probably going to win.
Yeah. Oh,
so that's usually how it works for us. Just fucking go crazy. We have do whatever you feel everything. Like. And it, somehow it works.
Like Ghost Recon. Stealing bodies.
Snatching bodies the whole time, not just doing anything with the points, just stealing people.
Me and Terry just sneaking up, just tasing people and stealing their minds, and we win. Completely omit the objective of the game. We play it our own game.
We play it our way.
I used a shotgun.
You gotta use the shotgun.
Right trigger.
Yeah, I love that shotgun.
It's awesome.
I have a bit of Battlefield news that is semi-newsworthy. News, as it were. I played engineer.
Oh, yes. He did! Yeah!
For a few games.
Oh my god.
I blew up a few tanks. I fixed a few tanks.
Fixed some?
I blew up my own tank accidentally. I thought I had the repair tool. I did not.
My mistake.
I'm new to this whole thing, having rocket launchers and a screwdriver. Well, it's a torch, but I call it a screwdriver because it fixes things.
Sonic screwdriver
fixes things. Yeah, or like a fire screwdriver. It fixes it with fires. You know, yeah, it is. But yeah, I'm enjoying it. I've noticed that my KD, even though it doesn't really matter in Battlefield, has gone up significantly.
Oh, it matters.
Since using that, and I've gotten MVP ribbon a lot since switching to a fully automatic weapon. But I don't know. It's fun, but it's not challenging enough. That's the thing.
Really?
Yeah. Dude. I know, it's weird. It's weird to say that. I like the whole. I like the blowing up tank parts, and I like fixing stuff. I like all that part, all that stuff. But when I actually have the gun, I'm like, can I make this a single fire?
can I snipe with it?
So I don't know. I think I am gonna just start branching out, playing other classes. I played assault for a while. That was kind of fun. I unlocked the defib.
Yay!
How long this game's been out? November, right? September?
October.
October. Yeah, October. Okay, so 7 months. That's not bad, right?
Not bad at all.
I sort of did the same thing. I only stuck with recon and support only until last couple days ago. I did assault just so I could get the darts so I could be cool too.
Don't be that guy.
Yep. Yeah, don't be that guy.
That's why they call me Whitey.
You stop that.
We should mention too, if you are one of the people using the dart on our server, you're quickly becoming unwelcomed.
It's only going to
a cursed
block
name. But we don't kick you. We yell at you a lot
yet.
In our party. We're like we should fucking kick this dude.
You know what? A lot of people are using that dart to actually boost with it.
Yeah, you look at all the people that are using it and they're crazy level.
Yeah, like that one guy. The
guy that was
what is that,
birdie 50-something and he had 20 stars with the dart. come on.
Damn.
So how does that change our opinion about the dart?
It doesn't.
Instant ban.
Well, he said Alex was interrupted me.
And the people that are using it have no business playing.
I don't want none of this boosting shit in our fucking server.
Yeah.
So, trying to play a fair-ass game here.
Yeah. I don't know. But we don't kick you. We don't boot you for it.
Yeah.
I'll start using the Mark III if they do it.
But who knows.
We want to give
you
start actually playing
your weapon.
We want to give it a chance. We want to like you. But you're making it really hard. You make it really easy to hate you.
Really easy.
Easier to hate you.
Mm-hmm. You're using a weapon that DICE even says is broken. And they're going to fix next patch.
There you
when
go.
Is that patch? Is that the same day Close Quarters comes out?
I have no idea. Probably not.
More than likely.
Sure takes their time with those patches.
They take forever.
They let us...
they don't even tell you when it's going
to spare. That thing's broken. We'll get to it.
Get to it. All right, when are you going to fix it? When we fix it.
I said we'd get to it.
So needy.
What the fuck is wrong with this guy?
For every complaint we hear about it, we hold it off another day.
Oh, that's why it takes so long.
Every time someone tweets us about it, another day.
Well, that sucks. I've been tweeting a lot about it.
So,
Baguette alone has probably held it off about a month.
You can all thank Baguette for that.
I looked through all the pictures that were tweeted to me and everything like that. And this one is by far the best one. Mainly because it is all completely hand-drawn. And isn't, superimposed Optimus Prime on my Minecraft head, whoever that was. That's good job, but this one is actually physically hand drawn. They said that they didn't want to draw the other people because it would take too much time or something. No, he just said sorry. It's just you. Mm-hmm. I guess I am the fancy one.
You're the fancy man.
But I like it. It's good. It's completely hand drawn, which is awesome.
Well, he should have given you nuts and bolts for nipples.
Okay, we'll see. All right, you just lost there because you didn't do that. Now that's stuck in my head, and I feel like this could use a revision.
See, if you want to win, you gotta learn to think like us.
Right.
Gotta make a gif of piston titties.
But no, the thing with that, with our humor, is because we're actually kind of, I'm having a little bit of problems, Tiff, every now and then with people who think they can just jump in on our humor. You got to make it classy, okay? You can't just come in with piston nips and think you own the room. You got to make it classy. So if you're going to give someone piston nips,
they got to light up.
make that shit hashtag make that shit classy. Right?
We'll get that one going.
Yeah. Just today's a hashtag episode.
Left and right.
Yep. So this picture was submitted on the 12th of May.
Wow.
3rd of May.
Oh.
The 3rd of May.
I was about to say, 12 isn't that bad.
Yeah, well, I looked at the date and I was like, wait. And then I kind of like, in my head, I was like, well, my weeks seem to last forever, so is that right? And then you guys back me, okay, all right. Yeah, no, the 3rd of May, it says right here. Well, it says 3 May 12. That's what confused me, because I read May 12th, but it's 2012. Well, I don't know why Twitter does that. So, congratulations, Trooper64, or at TrooperSF. Did a good job. I'm going to send you a congratulatory reply right now, almost 3 weeks later.
Give you a little slap on the ass there.
A little butt touch.
Good job.
Get the paddle out.
Ooh.
Ooh, Jesus Christ.
Really dug in there and made it happen.
You guys want to send this guy a little congratulatory little tweet, huh? As a team? Maybe make his day?
Huh? Yep.
All of you, right there, Trooper SF. Everybody who's listening, totally, you guys, whatever, spam him too. Oh, wow, he replies to me a lot.
Got it.
He is on you.
And Chimney. I should get a hold of Chimney and be like, Chimney, send this to us. We just be like, what's up? Chimney busy, though. Chimney real busy. He has 9 tweets, and one of them was to enter this competition. And I'm looking at his DeviantArt. Not bad. Good stuff in here.
That's good
like
stuff.
That,
that's good
like
stuff.
Like that guitar that's good with... Stuff. Are you just going through the list? Oh, that's good stuff.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's,
mm-hmm.
that's good
like
stuff.
That.
Okay, I'm going to download that image. I'm going to put my name on it.
I made this.
Put it up on my Deviant, but a description. I made this. Hashtag.
Hashtag
seriously.
I made this.
Hashtag I made this.
I'm going to sell it at conventions.
Everybody's going to buy it. Going
to
make
that
it
was.
Buy it.
His last tweet was telling me that apparently some guy named Driftor does a thing for Battlefield that in depth. But I looked at him. I looked at that Drifter guy. He does Modern Warfare stuff, and his in depth series is all about Modern Warfare. I didn't find anything for Battlefield. Maybe I was confused. I don't know. Because I said that there should be someone out there who's doing to Battlefield what Xbox Ahoy is doing for Modern Warfare. Because every time I watch any of Xbox Ahoy's stuff, which I still support him because his videos are fantastic, even though it is for Modern Warfare, or just the Call of Duty series in general, it's done really well, you know? So it's just fun to watch. But then I get pumped to play, and I'm like, fuck, I want to play some Call of Duty or something, you know? Just want to punch someone. And I was like, man, someone needs to do this for Battlefield so I can get psyched up before playing, you know? Because I used to watch him... When I played Duty 2, like, I'd watch his new video about, like, explaining how one gun is used and, like, the right setup to use it in. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, I'm going to hop out and do that. You know? And so I do it, and then I'm like, I'm not as good as him, so this isn't working for me.
You lied to me.
Back to RPGs.
You said this would work.
And so, yeah, I want someone to do that for Battlefield, and I'm surprised that there isn't, or the fact that we haven't found out anybody who's doing that. And I think that's really an untapped market that I think if someone could edit like the way Xbox Ahoy could do, he would get invited to all the DICE shit that, you know, Xbox Ahoy's
doing. Why don't we
do
that?
I can't be trusted with that. Have you seen the day in the life of me?
That's true.
Have you seen what he's been drinking?
Have you seen me fly? There's No, I can't do that. Battlefield is the one game that I probably won't ever record myself and put it up playing. Except for maybe montages, just because they're fun to watch, you know?
Yeah.
Or when you're learning how to fly.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should do a jet one.
Oh, God. Steer clear.
We'll shut down the server, and you and Alex can try to teach me how to fly.
And you gotta shoot me down.
Yeah, we'll put Whitey in the enemy thing.
It's like kickball. Yeah, it's like kickball when you have someone that can't kick go up.
Everybody!
Dwight's flying! Everybody move in!
Everybody move in! Dwight's flying!
You don't even have to move in, I'll kill myself.
It's like, not necessary.
Yeah. No, don't worry about it.
Just ignore
it.
Potato orgy is like, no more.
I was going to say, no, don't worry about it. Just a potato orgy is no more. You hear this explosion off in the background.
All right. What do you think you did wrong?
I hit the ground.
I was going straight. But it was down. And I crashed. Okay.
I still think you went wrong by getting.
Now, how do you think we can fix that?
Keep on
shouldn't get in the jet.
I shouldn't hit the ground.
Sure.
Okay.
That's one way to do it.
At least you know what you did wrong.
Oh, I know.
We're all about fixing mistakes.
He's got the scars to remind him what he did wrong.
We're not going to call the ambulance because then you won't learn a lesson.
That's just wise. That's a smart move on your part.
Now get back in there and try not to bleed everywhere.
I'll try. I'm a very ambitious pilot. I don't know if you guys know that or not. I'm doing okay in helicopters.
Then do a barrel roll as soon as you take off.
Yeah.
Crash.
Yeah, I need to do that.
And try to pay attention to where you're taking off and not run into the anti-air battery. Like you did that last time.
I still say that thing wasn't there when I was flying. Because I just blew up. That's all I know is that I blew up and you were behind me and you said I apparently hit this thing called an anti-air and
it's a legend anti-air.
Fucking, it's a boat. Why are we talking about air
stuff? Why did you pull up before you hit the edge? That thing is right on the edge.
I was doing a wicked ass barrel roll. You didn't see that?
Rolls do have priority.
Barrel rolls have priority over life.
If anybody has ever seen me take off a jet, the first fucking thing that I do is a barrel roll every time.
If you can take off without blowing up.
If I could take off. Once I'm off the ground, that's it. That's barrel roll time. Mm-hmm. And no holds barred, barrels. It's one word now.
Well, Alex found out that's how you avoid the heat seekers. You barrel roll at
See, I still think that I would be great practice for you guys because I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing in the air and I have no reason to slow down ever.
the fire tubes are just always roaring.
Yes.
I had to think about what we called those thingies.
Oh, that's what I call them.
Fire tubes.
Fire tubes.
Winger
doodles.
Yeah.
Flaps.
Speaking of t-shirts, Terry brought out three new shirts that I don't think we have ever announced on the podcast. We have a Skylander one and an Earthdweller one.
Skylanders, woo!
Skylanders unite!
Fantastic shirts, and then we also have a Hutball one now.
Yeah.
So,
Terry is definitely very into Hutball.
I still have yet to
play a game.
Those are simple. Catch the ball, throw the ball.
He is the National Hutball League champion right now.
Champion Hutball. 96.
Hutball champ 96.
Yeah, lost everyone since. but we decided, or I decided to go a little bit more fancy when ordering my Skylander and Earthdweller one, that I decided to try out these different options that we have with Spreadshirt of getting the actual lines in different ink. Skylander I got on the Royal Blue that Terry recommends, which I highly recommend. It's a fantastic blue. It's like, usually white. The ink is just white. But I got it with silver, metallic silver, and it looks amazing.
Oh, you mean you could change the actual, like, line?
We can, because we have access to changing the shirts and stuff. The people don't. Because I made some custom shirts, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Paying a premium to get some custom shirts. So I got one that has silver on it, and it looks awesome. And then I got the Earthdweller one on a brown shirt with gold, which looks double
awesome. Yeah,
that
one was, like...
That was amazing.
Well. Whoa! Yeah.
So, we may, I don't know, Terry, we may, yeah, maybe, have some shirts in the future with some metallic gold?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Probably a Ryan
that one.
One,
but it would cost more.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the reason why we're not selling them with the options, is because they would cost a lot more.
Yeah, so and, have to pay out the ass for it.
Yeah.
Yes, if you want to, go for it, but
yep.
Wouldn't recommend it.
You got the money.
Yeah. I mean, it's paying, what, $16 versus maybe 25, if yeah. not more, you know? So that's why we don't do it. You know, I actually really enjoy our $16 price point. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That's honestly, I mean, I've bought probably like 4 shirts from Mega 64 in like the last 2 months. They got a good price point too. I think it's like about $18, and they. I wish we were at the level to where we can buy our stuff in bulk, where we can ship it out ourselves and stuff.
Right.
So we can do what Mega 64 does, where they put in mystery prices, which a lot of times, you know, it's like little things, you know, just stuff that they kind of like just had around.
Had life.
You know.
Yep.
But then my last shirt came with. There it is. A Master Harold and the Boys DVD cover. And they crossed out Master and the Boys and they put Harold and Maud. And then over the little kid says, I like you, Harold. And the other guy's like, I like you, Maud.
And that was it. That story.
And so I taped it behind my my monitor. And then I took like a series of pictures and sent them to Mega 64, where I just kept zooming in closer and closer to the black dude's eyes, and they never retweeted or talked to me about it. I don't know if it got through to them.
They probably didn't see it. That's what happened.
That's probably what happened. They probably didn't see it.
Gonna have to send it again.
Yeah.
Just gonna keep sending it to like
probably so, that Skylander shirt.
Yeah.
I still gotta get a Team Mongo shirt.
Yeah, me too.
I still have those... Terry's 7 Shogun shirt. That
we
shirt.
All do.
But Jose's waiting on his. I don't know if he got it yet.
His Team Mongo shirt?
Yeah, he got one.
He got one, yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him since he ordered it.
Yeah, now you got it. It was a surprise, because I saw him with a picture of it, and I was like, oh, Jose got a Team Mongo shirt. I didn't even know. So, yeah. It's nice. We got also posters out now.
Yay.
Or a poster, rather.
Poster. We have poster out.
We have poster out.
Yep.
And it's just fantastic. I've replaced my Star Wars Cantina Rock thing above my computer with it. With the first print of it, so far is still the biggest one to be printed, and
in all of existence,
it's so pretty.
He's gonna make sure it stays like that.
Yeah. I gotta get another one printed, but I gotta change some options because I didn't go through Society 6. I went through FedEx, which is unfortunate because. They were much more expensive. So, you guys are saving money. Going to Society 6 and not doing what I did.
And I'm a fool.
Yeah. I should have waited for when we had our own shop up and everything, but nope, I was too excited.
You got your boner up.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened, Whitey.
Boner was too hard.
You nailed it right on the dick.
It was rock hard.
Right on the
dick. Oh, it's a cum string? Okay. I have a question. Can I hang it up with an erection?
Yeah, well, the thing is that since I had it custom ordered, I actually had to talk to the lady at Kinko's. I should have said that. I should be like, oh, okay, all right, yeah, it's 24 by 30. Okay, yeah. Well, what's the options that come? Okay, it's laminated. What does that mean? I didn't bother asking. There's an ice cream truck outside. You guys see that?
I do.
I should yell at him.
Some ice cream.
Shoot his horns out.
Go get but, some ice cream.
Yeah, I thought laminated was like a glossy thing, you know, like for, you know, to make pictures glossy, you know. And they meant literally
they
laminated.
Fucking run that thing through a machine.
This is a fucking giant library card. It could survive the weather. I could take it outside and dance with it in the rain.
And no one can
That'd
say
be weird.
And no one can say no.
Hey, you, was that laminated?
What is it to you?
Stop it. I don't like that. Stop it.
Hey, stop that. I'm a free spirit. You can't tell me what to do.
You don't understand the young people.
So I think I actually paid more money for that, which I regret, but I know it's protected. That's like having an insurance plan on your poster.
Yep.
Yeah. And it didn't fit in my poster frame, so I had to cut the excess off, because, you know, it's lamination, it's always like a little excess on the edges.
Mm-hmm.
I had to cut all that off. That's not all of it. Most of it. So I can't use it as a library card anymore. That's where I'm getting at.
One of my friends was going to get it as the iPhone case, but then she was like, well, I was, but then I didn't want to because it cut off your body. the slot for the camera is right where my body is on that picture.
Yeah.
Look at us taking the picture.
And I can't flip it the other way around because then it'll be Alex. It's completely cut off.
You don't want that.
Like, it only works on the skin.
I'm the
version.
Highlight.
Bagetta's junk takes your picture. We got it that way.
I got camera dick.
Camera dick. Click, click.
Look at the dick.
Flash on. Flashes up.
My sister actually wants the iPhone case.
It looks awesome as the iPhone case,
yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, the case is awesome. The sizing on it is weird. Like, it's stupid. I always have to I upload it, see the preview, wrong. Upload, see the preview, wrong. There's no getting it right.
And you're just like, fuck it!
I wish I knew someone who had an iPhone so I can just get one and then see what it actually looks like and then be like, here you go!
All right, that's for you.
You're going to use this, right? I want to see that up on eBay.
Click, click.
You know it's going to be worth a lot one day, but...
Or not.
Or not.
It could go either way. We don't know. We're playing it by ear.
Yeah, we're really trying, but right now, maybe not. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll see more posters and stuff from Terry in the future, if he ever feels the inspiration to do one again. It's pretty awesome.
What up with those Battlefield posters?
About
yeah, he's had them up.
Yeah,
oh, so up. Those are still there? So then we do have posters.
Well, Terry, those are on Terry's thing. This is a Team Mongoose store.
We can still get them.
Yeah.
You can still get them. Don't hesitate.
Yeah, so if you guys want to go see all Terry's awesome Battlefield propaganda posters and all of his other stuff, he also has a Society 6, which is Viral V, yeah?
Yes.
Yes, nailed it. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the ones featured on Kotaku, right?
And Battlefieldo.
And Battlefieldo. So, very popular.
Technically, Terry's posters are more famous than ours.
Yep.
So, go there.
He's a tyrant.
So, suck a dick.
Hashtag suck a dick.
Hashtag suck a dick. I just got a legendary ring.
Did you? Legendary or yellow?
Legendary.
Nice. I picked up a legendary crown. It's a crown. Like a king's crown.
That seems fitting.
It might actually be good for you today. I don't even know. It's not good for me because there's no dex on it, but you use more than just dex.
Is it slotted?
No.
Oh, this
is
one's
your ring
slotted?
Slotted?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's called Broken Promises.
That is a great name for a ring.
Damn.
Look at you, Terry, breaking hearts, breaking promises.
Breaking hearts, breaking promises. Good old Diabler. I'm enjoying it.
So am I. I'm looking at the ring right now.
I don't feel obligated to wait for anybody to play it.
You can't say that with me, though. Because I've been playing the shit out of this game since it came out.
I'm referring to Star Wars.
Oh, well,
what?
Star Wars
I'm
going to
start a whole new character now.
I said I was going to start a Marauder from, like, level 20-something.
Yeah, and then you went and made your guy 40 anyway.
Yeah.
I'll admit it. I did it.
Hey, Gruffy's going to hit 50. It's just I don't have fun with him because I'm just going through the motions with him. And I don't know, because it's like I don't want to make him a tank character, so he's not a good tank character. But I can't make him a good DPS character either because it's a tank character. So I'm in that like in-between zone where I'm like, I'm really bored. And I can't... I was talking to Jose about this the other day, actually. And Jose has tanking in his blood. Like,
yeah.
That's the only thing that ever made sense to him, apparently. And it's just... It fits him. He can't do DPS. He can't be a healer or nothing. Tanking is what he does. And I'm like, you know what? There's no reason for us to have two tanks in the guild. Two main tanks, anyways. So I'm just going to go easy out, fucking DPS, call it a day, come in with my dual lightsabers, go, and that's it. So I'm going DPS because you're somewhat of a healer, kind of. I don't know if you're going to go healing for PvE sake.
Oh, I'll probably do healing. When they dual spec, I'm going to go full healing for PvE.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because Jose asked me, he's like, well, are we going to be doing any endgame or not? And I want to. I want to check out all the operations. Yeah, I want to see how far we can actually take it. Because WoW was very... I always felt so far behind in things.
Yeah.
And we are very behind compared to other people in Star Wars. It's true, but it doesn't... It's not as, like...
It's not bad. It's only... How long has Star Wars been out?
Like, January?
Yeah, uh-huh. It's only been, like, 6 months.
Yeah. Oh, right,
that's
yeah.
Where, and then right. WoW, it's like when we joined WoW, it's like it had already been out for fucking 5 years or whatever.
Yeah, and it's just, it's always like if you do something wrong, you're going to get immediately yelled at.
Yeah.
You know, and cursed out, if not kicked out, and just be like, well, you made one mistake.
You're supposed to see that one over there, you dumbass.
It's my first time. It's my first time yelling at me.
Yeah. Stop. And so it's not as easy as well to tank as it was in WoW. Because with my Pally, I had four keys.
Paladin's bullshit. You do That's whatever all I you did. Want with Paladin. You fucking stand there and do nothing and no one will kill you.
Yeah. So,
Paladin. Are you done yet? I don't.
hurry up.
That's why Paladin fit me.
Because they did not do anything.
I didn't have the thing.
Paladin said, it just, look, he looked at it, it just said, Dwight.
Yeah, and Paladin, and it said, Dwight, choose this one. Okay.
Hey, pick me.
It's like all the right. Filters. What does nothing? Paladin. Okay.
See, Blizzard's doing this thing where you fill out a survey now before you have your account made, and then they customize everything for you. So when you open up a game, it's like, choose this one.
Huh.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, put these skills. Oh, okay. Hit
you
this
like
one.
You like having to do anything in a party? One. No. Then Paladin is for you. Just stand there and look pretty, hit this button every 3 seconds and you're good.
Yeah, and then there was like all the add-ons and stuff for WoW where it's like, you know, other people can monitor your DPS. And like, so if you're not performing up to par, people are gonna know.
That's why I don't join those fucking crazy ass endgame guilds like that.
Oh, but
I
they fucking... were so fun.
Oh, you missed your raid, we're kicking you out.
Yeah, yeah, that did happen. And then there was, like, this whole thing, too. It was, like, an old-school, like, dungeon system. It was, like, I think it was just called Dungeon Points or something? Or Dragon Points? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
It was, like, it was a way for giving people priority for items, like, rare items that come in or that drop for people who have helped out and participated more. Like, if... I don't know how to explain it, and I'm just going to keep digging myself into a hole. There's someone out there probably. It's called Dwarf Points. It was D something. I think it was Dungeon Points or Dragon Points or something like that, but as a way for giving out items, you know, evenly and fairly, but if you were a new person that just came in, you had none, or you had, like, you know, just whatever, so you just didn't get anything.
Right.
And I've never been in a guild that actually did stuff seriously. I tried to at one point. This last guild, I actually left our Team Mongoose guild. I gave the ownership to one of my alts, and I joined a guild that actually did shit. And they were gearing me as the third off tank, and because, you know, they had their main tank and then they had their off tank, which was, you know, a guy that knows tanks as well, and they're like, well, let's bring a pally in. He can't fuck up. He's a pally.
No, he can fuck this up.
He's nothing. And, like, I told them, like, every day, they're like, oh, hey, Dora, you want to go get some gear? And, you know, I was like, yeah, I need shoulders. And they're like, okay, well, let's go get you some shoulders.
All right, champ, let's go get some shoulders.
And,
all right.
So I was like, and so, like, every match, they're like, all right, so who hasn't done this? And I'm like, me. And you're like, oh, the tank hasn't done this fight.
Yeah, you don't have a name in those kinds of guilds. You are your class.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, it was like every fight I had to be explained and walked through. Like, they had to hold my hand through everything. Like, all right, champ. All right, no, wait.
Okay, buddy.
Hit your bubble. All right. All right. Now, okay. Now go over there. See where I'm okay, right? Okay, I'm pointing where
you're. Ah, you're so
okay,
cute.
Stupid. Actually, we moved Brian over to the point. He's not even deep. He's not even damaging the boss. He's over there, showing you. And Brian's over there in the corner waving, like doing slash wave.
It's him, okay. Over there.
Hey, Dora, come over here.
Here.
And I'm like, ha, it's Brian. You're like, yeah, go say hi to Brian.
There you go.
Like, okay. Yeah. So I just walk on over there, you know, and I hang out with Brian, and Brian's like, all right, I'm gonna go kill that thing. You stay here and keep this guy. You play with this guy. Okay. Don't let him leave. Okay. That's your pet right now. So play with him. I'm like, okay. I'm just, you know,
play with him.
Okay, Dad.
I'm not your dad.
Oh, no.
Go up to another guy.
I don't even know your real name. I just know you as our tank.
You just hug him and grab him. And
do slash hug. As he leaves to go kill the other thing, I follow him. It's like, no, go back over there.
Like a little dog.
So, see you later, Dad. Yeah.
Okay, bye, Dad. I'm not your dad. Stop calling me that. And all the other teammates would make fun of Brian because I'm calling him my dad.
Thanks, Dad.
Because, Dora found a new dad. What do you mean, a new dad? He does this every fight.
He's very special.
We find it funny.
He's our special little guy.
Over in the corner, yeah, you guys talk about me slash wave.
What are you guys talking about?
It was stupid too because they totally geared me out. And I had decent gear. I was able to do heroics and stuff like that and 5-man heroics and help them out and crap, but then I just stopped. I didn't even say bye to anybody in the guild. I just stopped. Like, I was, because I was in the guild with Josh, and Josh would kind of help me through the matches and stuff like that, and I was just like, I'm bored. I'm not going to play anymore.
Bored now.
And I've been coming back to play, like, the expansions and stuff, but I'm not going to come back for pandas. It's just, I'm done with it.
Why would I want to do that?
We were talking about me, not you.
Me. So it always is with this guy.
Star Wars is definitely a better MMO. It's a shame that not a lot of people really see that. But it is. It's just, I think the biggest thing is that it's just, we like the Star Wars universe so much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to see what it is for someone who doesn't, who hasn't watched Star Wars. It's weird, a geek not ever seeing Star Wars, but not seeing Star Wars and really getting into that. Maybe
I know,
Star
I heard,
Trek
I heard what you said. I heard.
I just couldn't understand it.
Those words were just really weird. Yeah, I want to see someone who came from like an outside perspective and play the game, who knows about MMOs as well, to really get their opinion on it, because it's, for us, there's a lot of nostalgia, and you know, it's like, I'm fucking, you know, I'm a Sith. Yeah, fuck you, I'm gonna kill you.
Lightning.
Force charge.
I just like sci-fi. Like, we need more sci-fi
that's another
MMOs.
Thing. Yeah. And I really want to try the Game of Thrones MMO now too. Because that came out on the 15th.
The MMO or the game?
MMO.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Wait, there's a game?
There's a console game and then there's MMO.
Well, it's on Steam. It's not console.
Well, it's on 360 and PS3 too.
Game of Thrones, action RPG.
I'm pretty sure that's just the standalone thing.
Single player crap.
Fuck, I thought it was the MMO. I was really like shocked by it too, because like I remember just reading about how they're coming out with an MMO, and like on Steam it's like, hey, coming next month, and I'm like, wait, that's a good or a bad thing, because that means it's gonna be shitty, but the screenshots look good. I didn't really look into it. I just saw it, and in my mind I was like, all right, that's Game of Thrones, the MMO, because I didn't know there was a regular game coming out, so I thought that was just it. Well, now I'm a little sad. Oh well.
I feel about an MMO based on a TV show that's been out for 1.5 seasons.
What do you think Star Trek is? Well, it's
not Star Trek, first of all.
Ooh.
Star Wars has been around for 30 years. Game of Thrones has been around for 1.5 years.
A year.
Ooh. He said it.
Yeah, I guess someone just really likes the show.
I feel like they're just riding the whole popularity wave it's getting right now.
More than likely. Well, that's what things happen. Why do you think there's a Walking Dead game out now?
I heard that was good.
Yeah, they're not making an MMO, though. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, God.
You're talking about a game that's supposed to stand the test of time, you know, and hold people playing and ask for money every month.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Walking Dead is. It's an episode game.
It's a Walking Dead MMO. Calling it.
Game of Thrones MMO is going
to
be...
subscribe to it.
Subscription?
Calling it. When it happens, I'm going to be like, go back to that podcast.
Yeah, it's not really going to last, because it's going up against Star Wars and Warcraft.
Guild Wars 2 coming out as well.
Guild Wars 2. And then now Terra. I hear Terra's making a dent.
Yeah, the combat is their big thing, which was fun, but the questing was...
Yeah, but we were, in the very beginning area. Come on.
It's not going to get any better. It's going to be the same as how WoW is. Go talk to an NPC, skip the quest text, and you don't give a shit.
Well...
A little arrow on your map, and...
WoW had its moments. It had some epic quests.
WoW didn't start having its moments until, Lich King, when they started doing dynamics,
episodic stuff. I was just about to use that as an example too. I was like, WoW had its moments once you hit the fucking Lich King, when you're in the top place, the snow place, was it
Northrend?
Yeah, once you hit that area and then you start going through the phase gaming, that was sick. That was really, really cool.
Because then you get the crazy, cinematic stuff happening and all that.
Yeah, and then, you go to a certain area, it's, all on fire and, fucked up, and then, other people who haven't done it yet, they're like, oh, no, it's great over there. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Oh, man. Oh, hey, that's Brian.
Hey, Brian.
God damn it. Hey,
Brian, what are you doing here?
All of Northrend and you're over here. What the fuck?
Brian's crazy.
So.
Yes, indeedy.
He's I like Terra. I enjoyed Terra.
I like running around as McGruff.
Scruff McGruff.
Gruffy.
Fluffy Tail Jenkins.
On the case.
Yeah, no, I would like to give Terra more time. I'd like to, you know, play it a little bit more, but I don't want to pay for it. I want them to just be like, hey, here's 7 days. I'm like, I'll try to get some time.
Yeah, I'd play a trial.
Yeah. You know, try to get as far into it as possible to see if there is anything. Like, because if you only have one thing writing for you, that's going to get boring really quick. You know, like if the battle system is the only thing that you got going for you, then it's going to be really boring. Like Vindictus, we loved Vindictus, but it was just so repetitive.
Yeah, it was.
So
it
like
gets a little better though.
Did it? How far did you play it?
I'm level 68 now.
You're still playing it?
No. Oh. I haven't played it in like months, but Well, I like went back to it, and like it got better. They added more stuff, and apparently, I guess. They added in like a dragon raid that you have like 30 people in and stuff, and you fight a dragon that just flies around.
It's still free to play, isn't it?
Yeah.
We should check it out again.
Yeah.
I'd want to see the progression of it. What do you mean you don't know? You're both sighing.
As long as they haven't fixed Mage.
Oh, was Mage bullshit?
Mage was bullshit. Slamming people back and forth.
Like, I have a shield where it protects you for like 10 hits or whatever.
Just got a bunch of heals sitting somewhere. All right, the heals. Well,
later in the game, that means nothing. Like, I'll just say that flat out. Like, the let's see, the three but recent.
I don't imagine we're going to get later in the game. So that is okay.
All right, yeah, you guys are as far as I am. Cough.
Didn't they add like a new class or something?
There's this buff dude.
Did they add the archer?
Nope. I don't know. Maybe. No. They haven't. It's just the.
They sure are taking their time.
So the archer can't be far off.
Yeah.
Because that was like months and months ago.
I don't think I've played that game actually in like a year.
I just randomly like just went back to it and I was like, oh my god, it's like fun again. And it got really cool when, like, you get to, like, the actually cool raid battles. And then once I got to endgame currently, I just stopped.
68 is endgame?
No, it's 70, but I meant, like, story-wise.
Okay.
Like,
well, I thought it was one of those stupid games where it's just like, hey, it's 67, done. There's nothing after that makes sense, so it's just... Stop there.
It's level 70, but like in terms of the story, I maxed it. I
gotcha.
Got to the end, and it's still wait now. But I guess now they updated, so there's more to the story and stuff, and the new raid bosses and whatnot. So maybe I'll get back into that. But that's just me.
Whenever I get off this Diablo kick, we should try it again.
Yeah, sure. I'm a tank, so I can be like I piss on things.
I don't even remember what characters I had. I know I had a mage. I had a mage, and then I think I had the shield chick, too.
You did have the shield chick, I remember.
That was the first one.
Yeah. Because me and Terry were the other guy. Because there was only two classes at that time.
I think the shield chick was the higher leveled one.
It depends, because when, like, me and Alex and, like, Hose it. Well, not hose it.
Because
like,
I remember when we took that bear down, that polar bear.
Yeah, you were the mage, I was the,
I was a mage.
You started with the mage, I was the shield chick. Because I think I still have the picture somewhere, like, of, like, one of the winning, like, the end shots that they do the little snapshots.
Oh, yeah.
I had like a giant log and I was just like leering back, just like ready to swing at it. The bear is just like roaring in my face, ready to claw. Like it looks like it's going to claw me, but it was dying. So, oh no, I got to find
that bear was crazy. You remember that shit, Terry?
I remember soloing it. To see how it was, we did the beta. It's you, me, and Dwight were in the beta.
Yup.
And then both of you had ended up stopping. And I kept playing on to the ice place, and I made it to the polar bear, and I soloed him, and I was like, all right. And then immediately after that, you have to fight that giant worm thing. And I was like, oh, no, because he fucking wrecked me in, like, 2 seconds. It was stupid. I beat the polar bear. I was all happy. He's like, man, I just stomped on that thing by myself. Then fucking very next thing, I think it's like the next room or whatever. You fight the giant
just
worm.
Drop your sword. You're like, are you?
All right, I'm out.
Yeah,
and that's when I stopped because after the worm, I was like, well, I don't have any help on this, so this isn't gonna happen.
No, I played the polar bear. I've killed the polar bear. I remember that.
I remember the first time we all fought the polar bear together. We're all just yelling at each other, get him!
I know there was times where like we'd run in and like one of us would be like dying and we're like, I gotta go heal! So you'd like run away and then like as soon as you heal, like they're like, I gotta go heal! And so another person would like run out and the other person would run back in. It was like just a whole chain.
Yeah, it gets pretty crazy. Actually, hold on. I'll upload a screenshot.
I remember where I left off was like some kind of town that was burning or something.
It gets even worse. The main town gets attacked and is on fire and shit later on.
I think that's where I was.
No, you weren't there. That's like a level 65 quest.
I don't know. I think there was like vampires or something.
Yeah, that's like a town. I meant like the main town, like you go to the where you start off in. Like later on, one of the stories is like you. It literally is on fire and it's burned down and shit.
Spoiler alert.
Vampires.
Don't have the attention span to go that far, so I'm not too worried about it.
They also sent you to another town, like some castle town. I never saw.
Yeah, they sent you to a lot of places.
I never
saw. It's the game.
I was like, so is this my new town, or
do I live here?
You go back and forth, and while one is,
it's a long ass walk.
That's the only other town. That's the only other main town,
and it's far as fuck.
You're far as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounded like you were just making up stuff, Alex. You're like, yeah, there's a town on fire, and then there's vampires, and there's castles.
Oh, that's I wanted to say it was like a Halloween town, but I was like, why would there be a Halloween
town? It's just an old town that has vampire skeletons. That's it.
Yeah.
Weird.
That's all I gotta say about that.
Yep. Weird.
Weird.
I still had Mario written on my board, by the way.
Mario. Yeah, bonus effect potion has. I don't know what.
Alex, look at that picture. That boss grabs you and slams you on the ground and one shots you.
That's what we gotta play, Dwight. Right there, that boss.
Oh wait, you want to play up until him?
I don't. What is that Avatar of Destruction on the side?
That's the name of the quest, or the raid battle.
You remember when we saw that Black Knight? Wait.
What? Sorry, I was looking.
It was like some guy had his character. He transformed into some Black Knight.
Oh, the dark. Yeah. I could do that.
Yeah, and Whitey did that in front of me. I was like, what the fuck?
I could do
he
it.
Has the power.
I forgot how well laid out this game is. Like, I really like the UI. It's very clean.
Look at that chat, though. That's kind of scary. Use potion, use potion, use potion, use potion. Damn it.
Damn it. No, because look at the picture. He's being grabbed by the boss.
Yeah, yeah.
He's about to get slammed, but they froze him. They froze the boss before
So they froze
slammed.
The boss, and he's up there like... Hey Brian, come fix this.
Yes, basically.
Get me down, Brian.
Brian,
hey, I can see. Hey Brian, you see? Hey, look at me. I'm up here.
It's coming. Here, dog.
God damn it! Why is this kid with me in every fucking game?
Just can't get away from him.
It's just this crazy fan who's following you everywhere. Brian, I like how your title was Kissed by Gwen still.
Yep.
He's not going to let anyone forget it.
Oh. Oh, right. I'm debating.
Bad memories
still
with
won't
Gwen?
Get there. Yeah, something happens to her.
Oh, like, she pregnant.
Yeah.
You got her pregnant, didn't you?
Yep.
Kissed her and she got pregnant.
Again, I don't think you guys are gonna
have that too
far enough to care. But
I don't even know who Gwen is, so just say it.
She died.
Oh, surprise! Oh my god,
we didn't see that coming.
Right? Yeah. She actually dies like a bitch, because she is a bitch.
You have a guy in your party named Titta Twist.
Yep.
I just wanted to point that out.
He's a Titta Twist.
He said, Brian, go save that guy. He's calling your name.
Brian, what are you doing?
Yep.
Oh. That was my headset falling. We're all good. Everything's fine here.
Fine.
Nothing to see. Carry on.
Everyone's all right. No one's there.
So I think we should end this because I want to play more Diablo.
And I gotta go to work.
And yeah, Bugatti's gotta go to work. And hopefully that guy will reply back to me on Twitter.
Soon. Yeah.
The Twitter.
And no, he hasn't yet. But then again, it doesn't look like he's really a big Twitter person. So hopefully he will get around to doing it. Congratulations again.
Mr. I tweeted Trooper. Him.
Yep, I saw that. Mr. Trooper SF. Hope you enjoy your shoot mini robots. We'll do more little things like that in the future. Why not? You know, it's fun. I like giving out games. There's no reason to keep them if I'm not going to fucking use them. I don't know why I'm talking like this.
It don't even fucking matter, yo.
I do have a Luxor, the game called Luxor, Fifth Passage, to give away. I've been in my inventory since, like, last year.
Away.
I got it in the holiday sale. It just kind of seems like, here's Luxor. And it was like, do you want it? Or do you want to keep it in inventory? And I'm like, I don't want that. So no,
no, thank
one
you.
Color.
So it's just, all right. Just not a game I like. But if you like Luxor, draw me a picture.
of
you playing Luxor.
I'll give you Luxor,
so you don't have to draw yourself.
Plead your case.
It will be a reality.
No sob stories.
It's a $10 game on Steam, and it's weird. It's like an Egyptian ball thing. It's like you match colors, and it goes, and you gotta stop the balls from getting to the center.
So it's bejeweled. Yeah.
Bebald.
Bebald.
Yeah, it's not jewels.
It's Zuma.
What's Zuma?
That's the one where it's the balls that go on the track and you shoot them.
Oh, like Luxor.
No, it's Angry Birds. Right.
Oh, right. God. Now you're just convoluting it.
It's
just,
Bubble just, Bobble.
Just look up Luxor. Look up Luxor on Steam. Luxor, Fifth Passage. I got one of them. I don't know. Whoever can make me laugh with something dealing with Luxor, you can have it. That easy as that. So, but end the podcast. Postcat.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.